David, this defeat this evening, first of all, your thoughts on your team's display tonight?
First half, I was okay with the performance first half. I think we worked on a game plan to try and contain them. I didn't want to open ourselves up to build that confidence and instill some, you know, a little bit of belief. And the first half, I think we got that. They scored the goal and I still stuck to my guns and tried to contain them. Knowing that second half we had some firepower to put on, I think, second half at 2-1, I felt and I believed as though we could get to 2-2, but, when that didn't happen, we give them the ball too easy, we defended poorly, and, individual situations and collectively, we defended really poor all over the pitch, and you can't do that against League One and League Two teams. You certainly can't do it against a Premiership team with that quality, and we did do so. Really disappointed with the aspect of how we've defended as a team. Very disappointed with that aspect.
Did you feel the timing of that third goal was crucial after you made that tactical switch and brought on those three changes?
Yeah, I think so. I think at 2-1, you're really sort of containing them was part of the game plan, and knowing that we could go to plan B and try and really put some firepower on Jason Scotland Daggers. Marcus Pedersen's played two tough games and he was feeling it at half time, so Daggers come on the pitch. And then, you've got Thomas Sisker who has been a very good impact sub for us. So, your mindset is thinking that, we could go and snatch a goal and get the game back to 2-2. But, at 3-1, I don't know. I'm disappointed with how the lads are reacting to goals being conceded. It's the mental pressure of it is certainly turned into a physical one. And, I've got to assess that and look at that because, I won't keep letting a downward spiral happen. I'll make sure that we, attack that again tomorrow and try and work on it.
Are you concerned about the number of goals you're conceding? Do you need to do anything majorly different?
Well, first half, we conceded one goal. And I was okay with it. I think we limited them into two chances. I think they had two shots first half, one corner. Second half, they just opened us up too easily. And that's individual. I counted the players on the pitch. It was 11v11. And, that's what I'm disappointed at, that the 10 outfield players didn't defend our goal better than what they did.
Did the last couple of goals flatter the scoreline a bit?
Without a doubt, I'm not going to get carried away. We conceding five goals, I think two is an extra time. But it's still, disappointed to concede any goals. And emotional because I've spoke to the players very emotionally and told them where we're at. And they've got to swim now. It's sink or swim time. And I'm certainly asked them tonight that tomorrow morning I better have a group of players that are going to fight. They won't see me as their leader turning to a victim. That's what they'll never see. But if I see any signs of that, then they won't be at the football club.
Mike Pollock came in today. How did that transfer come about, David?
Well, it's I've felt for quite a while at this football club that Luke Steele may be not under enough competition. So I decided that to just relieve him of a bit of pressure. I think pressure's been building up on Luke. And, I've brought in a player that I feel a big character, been used to playing in good games, and just to give us a little bit of solidity behind the back four. So, Luke's been rested tonight. I wanted to look at something different. It was a good opportunity to look at something different. And, I felt as though it was the right thing to do. But certainly every player, whether he's an outfield player or, a goalkeeper, has to be put under scrutiny. And, I don't treat a goalkeeper different than I treat a striker. If a striker's not going scoring goals, I'll change it or I'll go and get another striker in. So that's what I've done with Mike Pollitt. And, he's not at fault for any of the five goals tonight and put quite a demanding display in, but it gives Luke some competition. I think sometimes that's what any person needs, but certainly any player needs. And I've brought that in and I've got two number ones, I feel, now, as opposed to having a number one and a number two.
Does Luke come back in for the weekend, or is that a decision that you'll make as this week goes on?
That'll be a decision as we make as the week goes on. We're conceding a lot of goals and it was something that was concerning me. So we tried to rectify that and conceded five. But I take each goal and its own merit, and I'll be looking at why we've conceded the five goals tomorrow. And, if it's down to the shape, we can do something with that. But, I think tonight Mike Pollitt's not made many errors in the five goals he's conceded. And like I said, I'll try and do my best. I'll make decisions in the best for the football club and for the best for the group, and I'll always continue to do that.
Is Ben Onyx still in the picture?
Well, you know, Ben, it's been difficult for Ben. You know, he's been waiting in the wings, and you know, he's been training to the best of his ability. But I think sometimes, you know, you get comfortable as a number two. Through no fault of his own, he's not played enough games pre-season. He's not played enough games because of the games programme and of us not doing any real development games apart from the 21. So, you know, I didn't feel, you know, Ben would be game ready to have a game like this tonight. And, you know, and Steely needed taking out. There's no doubt about that. So I've made a decision, and like I said, I'll treat the young players, the old players, the most popular players all the same, because that's the way I manage.